bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Escape Pod on Joy and via podcast at joy.org.au/escape pod.
Today on Escape Pod, Joe and I have got a very special guest we'll be crossing to live in New York. He's an amazing person that does his own tours. He's out loud and proud. He's a member of our queer community. He's Israeli. He is a New Yorker. He's from Broadway. At the moment, we've got a couple of technical hitches, but we will have him on air very soon. So we've been talking about the thing with New York City is it's a very big built environment, a very complex area, and a very, very interesting multi-layered onion of a place to go and visit. And the person who's sitting in the room here who has worked with Amy before and been on a tour is Joe Pryor, my co-host. Joe, how did you get in touch with Amy? What was how did you find him?
Actually, through our third musketeer.
Ah, Russ.
Yes. So Russ suggested that this girl who apparently had knew everything about New York should find out a few things that she didn't know about New York.
Mm, okay, I like.
And that's what happened. So it was an all-day tour that I spent with Amy. I didn't have a lot of time, but I thought, you know, Russ gave him a big rap, so I should spend the time. And, it was incredible. He rocked up to my hotel in Hell's Kitchen at 8:30 on a Sunday morning and escorted me back there at about 10:30 in the evening.
Wow. So it's a big day and it's one-on-one.
Yeah, it is. He I think, prefers to do small groups, so either one-on-one or maybe two or three people who are travelling together. Or, you know, he's happy to do a family because he's very, very good with children. I mean, being a Broadway performer, you know,
he's dealt with a lot of children.
He can deal with
a lot of 50-year-old tantrums.
He can cope with some heckling, let me say. Amy can really cope with some heckling.
Yep.
So that being the case, off we went. And it was, you know, you definitely need to make sure that you've got your train card ready for the metro and that you've got your walking shoes on. Although, if you're not capable of doing lots of walking, he'll obviously change the tour for you. And the reason it finishes so late in the evening is that he actually, with his house partner, I think, because I don't think they are partners.
It's like a flatmate.
Flatmate, yeah. Actually cooks you dinner. And he,
oh, for real?
Yeah, so you finish the tour up in Spanish Harlem, where, of course, there is a rose on the table. Some of our listeners could be too young to understand that reference. Otherwise, quick, go to Google. So it's an amazing, extremely heartfelt, genuine tour of New York City. And in fact, I could imagine that, you know, a lot of our listeners could probably do something similar here in Melbourne. He shows you his slice of New York, but taking into consideration interests that you may have and also perhaps, you know, things that you've been and done before. And I have to say, though, that there were some really cute additions. You know, when we went past Grand Central Station, I was like, oh, yeah. So, well, hang on a minute. I want to ask you a question. If you know the answer, we'll keep going. If you don't, then I want to show you something.
Was it about the zodiac?
It was about that little wedge that's not coloured in.
Oh, tell me, I don't know.
Well, when they did the renovation of the amazing ceiling of Grand Central Station.
And they found the zodiac painted that had been there all the time. Amazing.
So they lifted all the grime off, but they actually kept up in the far, I think it is, well, when you're coming in the far left-hand corner near Cancer zodiac sign, they've left a little tiny component where they didn't wash it away so that you can always see how bloody grimy and disgusting it was.
Because I guess this was all built up from the time when there was soot coming out of steam trains, right?
Yeah.
Coal-fired steam
Absolutely.
Trains.
Absolutely. And we all know what, catching trains in New York City is not the easiest thing. It's okay, I think, when you go to a normal subway station, but when you're going to somewhere like Grand Central or Penn, where you have just a multitude of platforms and a multitude of entrances, you really got to know what level you've got to be on and what track you're going to, because otherwise you'll never get out of there. It's like IKEA.
It's a labyrinth. It's like buying sheets at IKEA.
So, you know, he's just amazing in the sense that he can always come up with something new to share about, even if it's just a casual thing about a building. And because he's, you know, very politically aware, it's kind of like walking around with the New Yorker.
Mm.
The magazine, literally, because you walk past something and say, oh, you know, so-and-so had an apartment there. And did I tell you that when I was a florist, Lauren Bacall used to come in and bloody blood, it was just amazing patter. And, you know, obviously he has a spiel about some things that he's done over and over again because he is an official New York City guide. It's a bit like being a cab driver. You have to get a ticket, an accredited
explain
ticket.
That.
I think it is the same in
like the knowledge.
Well, it's probably not. I don't know. Do we have it here in Melbourne? We don't have official tour guides, do we?
We have the City of Melbourne volunteers. I don't believe that you have to be registered or certified to be a tour guide.
But in other cities of the world, of course, you do.
Paris, you do. London, you do. New York.
You do. Egypt, you do. I know.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Everyone's an Egyptologist. They're amazing. they love their history and they should.
It's right. Cuba, you do. Yeah, so there are lots of places. Vietnam, I know that you need to be. So it's the same in Manhattan. So he's a licensed tour guide. So he does have all of those, you know, like a cabbie, all of those facts in his head about, you know, the Chrysler Building and et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah.
Amazing.
If you're going. And it also, I think, reinforces the kind of travel that you like to do. A lot of us are time poor.
Hmm.
We don't get a lot of time necessarily to spend on our own or to do something for ourselves when we are travelling. And I think it just reminds me to put on the list and to encourage everybody to put on the list, get a local guide. You know, instead of faffing around for 3 hours trying to work out how to get a ticket for a Broadway show, blah, 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 and he'll just say, actually, go and stand in that line.
Throw some money at the problem.
And it is, okay, it is throwing money at the problem because it isn't inexpensive to pay for somebody's day.
How valuable. It costs so much money to travel somewhere. It costs so much money to stay somewhere. You're not working at the moment, so you're either using up your time or not earning, whatever. It depends on how you make your money. And you've gone all that way. Why would you bother stressing and using that valuable, precious time to do anything other than make the most of the experience?
Well,
if you can afford it. Yeah, not everyone can, and of course.
That's right. It's a little bit of an extra thing to budget for,
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, to have army for a day is around about $500.
Okay.
Okay, so that's for the day and the evening. So I suppose if
but
you
he throws
sat,
in a nosh.
Yeah, and if you sat back and you thought about, well, you know, what kind of experience am I going to have in New York, or is it something that do I want a pair of shoes from this trip, or do I want an amazing experience from this trip?
So was it like hanging around with a new friend for the day?
Yeah.
Is that how you would explain it?
It was, yes. And he's very good at reading people and, you know.
So he's a real people person.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, walking down towards Broadway, he can name all of the theatres and tell you what shows he's been in and, you know, that's just lovely. Gorgeous vignettes about parts of the city that we all love.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Good afternoon, Amios. I guess it's good evening your time.
It's almost good night. Yeah, it's
good
night. 11 o'clock at night here.
Is that all?
Well, I mean, we have been, you know, at the edge of our fingertips here for 45 minutes waiting to talk to you. So we are so pleased to have you on air. Welcome to Joy 94.9 in the Escape Pod.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nah, come on. We've been telling everybody what an amazing guide you are of New York City. So just, I mean, to let people know, you've been a guide in New York City for, is it about 20 years now?
No, almost about 12, 13 years.
12, 13 years. So what is it about Manhattan that you love so much that you're prepared to share day in and day out with people that sometimes you don't know?
Well, New York is filled with people I don't know, so that's not really a problem. I think what's the best part of New York is how easy it is to go everywhere. We have a subway system that can take you anywhere. It runs 24 hours a day. And so you don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about anything. You learn the subway map or you take a guide, which makes it a lot easier, and you can get anywhere you want in 15, 20 minutes.
So, Amy, how did you get into this business? I'm really intrigued because your background isn't in tourism, is it?
No, my background is in drama, in theater. I performed in Europe and in Israel and in regional theater throughout the United States. Eventually, you grow up and realize that if you keep trying to do this, you won't be able to pay the rent.
Did those auditions get the better of you, Amy?
What's that?
Did those auditions get the better of you?
Yeah, they did indeed. And what touring allowed me to do was show off the city that I adore, and still to use the kinds of traits an actor needs. I have to entertain. I have to basically show the same thing over and not rarely the same thing, but very often you're going to landmarks you've been to before, but it's the first time for the tourist, and you've got to be as excited as they are. And if you're excited about it, they'll get excited about it. And that's really the main thing. And in drama, you have to do the same play over and over again, and each time it's a new audience, and they have to see it as if they're seeing it through the eyes of someone who's seeing it for the first time. And that's what I think I allow the tourist to do. I allow the tourist to get excited, because even though I've done it before, I am as excited. Every time I go on the Staten Island ferry to go past the Statue of Liberty, for me, I can feel
it's
like
working
a new immigrant.
Girl all over again, isn't it?
Well, it's like all over again.
Yeah. Now, Amy, I know that you're prepared to tailor tours for people because you like to be able to make sure that people are happy and get their New York experience. What's been the most unusual request that you've had in the last decade or so that people have wanted to see?
The most unusual request that people have wanted to see. What usually happens is people have a set idea of things they want to see. The Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, Rockefeller Center. Mm. And I'm very interested in them understanding the New York that I live in. And so the very first time someone asked me, can we see an apartment? Can we get into someone's home? And I said, why don't you come over to my place? And they came over to my place, and we had dinner together, and that started a tradition, which you, Joe, enjoyed.
Definitely.
And I think that's the most important thing and different thing that that I can offer a tourist is to visit. It's not a fancy house; it's a nice home, but it's a real New York apartment, expensive and small. And we sit down and have dinner together and go over the day we've had. And all of a sudden, you're not a tourist anymore. You're someone visiting a friend, and you feel like a New Yorker. And that's really special. That what I want tourists to feel at the end of a day with me is that they have a new friend and a home away from home.
I mean, that's just such a lovely thing to be able to extend to a visitor to New York, because it can be a very intimidating city from an outsider. Now, we're a gay and lesbian radio station, and we want to know what is special that you can do for our gay and lesbian listeners when they're in New York City.
New York City is the home of Stonewall.
Yeah.
Yes, there's nothing I like better than a walk through Greenwich Village and to the Stonewall Inn where the gay revolution began in 1968. Christopher Street, right? And that whole wonderful story that began the night Judy Garland died, and a bunch of drag queens were holding a memorial for her, all of them dressed up as Judy Garland from different movies, A Star is Born or The Wizard of Oz. And all of these drag queens came together at the Stonewall Inn to have a memorial for Judy Garland, who had died that night. And the police were stupid enough to think that they could raid it. It was against the law in 1968 to be a homosexual in New York. And they raided the bar, but the drag queens were ready for them. And they taunted the police and fooled them into coming into the bar. And they locked the door from the outside. And then they ran around to the back of the door and they locked the back door from the outside. And now the police were locked in the bar and the drag queens were free out on the street. And it was a very embarrassing headline the next day. And I just love telling that story right in front of the Stonewall bar where it happened.
Oh, beautiful. Now, you're way too young to have been there.
Way too young. Yeah, I was young enough to be stupid enough not to be paying attention. That's where...
So, Ami, tell us, if you, say I was to come to New York and I said, look, I want to do the big things, but I've kind of done them in previous trips. Tailor me something for a day for a mid-20s gay man. What would you suggest as a tour route through New York City?
I would say let's go through Central Park, down 59th Street. Mm-hmm. Over the cable car that will take us to Roosevelt Island over the East River, mm-hmm. come back on the cable car and go down Fifth Avenue, because any gay man or woman that's worth her weight knows that shopping on Fifth Avenue is the only place to go.
Bergdorf's.
Bergdorf, thank you.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of my money in Bergdorf's before.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. And
that's only in one transaction.
and we'll finish it off at Stonewall in Greenwich Village.
For a drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm, what a great day. And what would you suggest with families?
For families?
Mm.
Gay families or any families?
Gay families. Let's start there. Let's start with the important ones first.
Yeah, well, we're starting families now.
Oh, yeah.
I think my favorite place to start would have to be the Top of the Rock. It's touristy, but it is the most beautiful view of New York City from Central Park down to the New World Trade Center. Kids just love it. Or the World Trade Center, brand new, this is brand new, the World Trade Center, the tall building, now has an observation deck. And that view and that experience, because it includes an amazing elevator ride and a terrific movie and a secret that I'm not going to tell because it would really spoil.
And I won't either, Ami. I won't share the secret. Welcome back to the Escape Pod. We've got... Ami Simon from New York City live on the line. So, Ami, you've been telling us about what you do for people when they come to New York. Have you got any travels yourself planned for this year?
Well, actually, I just came back from Germany. I had a tourist who found me on my website, nyandbeyond.com. And we emailed back and forth, and he came with his wife, and we had a wonderful day together. And then he asked for a second day with me. At the end of that second day, he had dinner at my place, and my reward for my hospitality was a trip to Germany. He paid for round trip. Yes, it was. I must have done a good job because he just, and he lives in this beautiful, beautiful compound, a really huge mansion in Germany. I should have charged him twice the amount for the tour, really.
So that's wonderful. What a tip.
It was really wonderful. Wonderful guy. Wonderful. He and his wife. And now they have a daughter, and we've become very good friends.
So lovely.
I spent a week in Germany, but I really want to go to Australia.
You're welcome. Come join us.
You're welcome anytime, Ami. Do you know what? We've got to go because we've pushed up against 3 o'clock, which means it's time for Critical Hit. So it's been lovely finally getting you on the phone, Ami. And
we'll have to have you back, Ami.
We will. We're going to have to reschedule.
I'd love to come back.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.